Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Randy Engston, joined by Mr. Zach Columbia today.
It's me. It is. I'm here.
It is. It's the two of us at the table. Tim is across the country educating himself in the world of AI.
Yeah.
So while he's out of the seat, we're going to continue to bring you guys some knowledge bombs and continue to problem solve the world of fitness. But we got a great episode today. We're talking about whether it's right for you to push the gas or to hit pause. Coming off, Tim and I did an episode kind of the Trump effect, how the end, maybe Q4, but probably even the second half of 2024, business owners, clients, a little bit of everybody, we felt like everybody was waiting to see what was coming, you know, see what was happening with the election. But now that stuff's decided, what have you done differently? And what are you doing differently for your business to either take advantage of the situation that's coming, or, you know, are you still sitting around kind of waiting to see how things pan out? But, you know, for today's episode, we definitely want to bring you guys some ideas on how you can push the gas. We believe that there's no time to ever take your foot off the gas pedal, if you may. But, yeah, we'll get into it a little bit. Zach, what are your thoughts on kind of how the last, like I said, kind of the second half, but definitely the final quarter of last year, how that shaped up and what you see kind of, you know, taking place and transpiring already?
Yeah, I think just from feedback from gyms and, you know, business owners, it all kind of started maybe May, June, July, across the board, things started to get a lot tougher for everybody. And mm-hmm. people were, I think they felt the election coming. And so, you know, clients were maybe canceling their memberships, trying to save some money, or just new bodies weren't walking through the door at the same rate as mm-hmm. they were before. And obviously there's a trickle down aspect, there's a trickle up element of it. And so I think gym owners as a whole, you know, not necessarily our inner circle mm-hmm. of people, but as a whole of an industry, we kind of scaled back. Everybody kind of hit the pause button and, you know, stopped their ad spend. They stopped pushing the gas.
Yeah,
really. And taking action to continue to push forward. And man, that's a really, I guess, self-harmful approach mm-hmm. to your business. It's like, yeah, you want to be strategic. You don't want to necessarily just waste money. You want to be smart in how you're marketing and spending and all that. But at the same time, like, you know, one thing that I've learned from Tim is, man, when things get tough, that's when you push even harder, you spend even more, you go and get the clients, and you know, you have to do what you have to do in order to beat your competition and continue to grow, continue to scale.
Yeah. I mean, we talk about it fairly regular. There's the opportunity, the opportunity in chaos, right? You know, if everybody's kind of scared, somebody's swinging the axe, somebody's getting the result, right? There's also the ability to kind of outsell the problem. You know, if you're getting cancellations, if you're getting, if you're losing clients, you know, obviously you're taking that hit to your EFT. What is your option? You know what I mean? Obviously retention, what you can do to save the bleeding, is one aspect. But at the other end of the spectrum is, do you continue to market to new business and try to pull in new leads? Lately, I've been talking to gym owner after gym owner, and it's weird to me that so many of them have taken that kind of pull out of the water. They're not marketing like they traditionally have, because they have, there is the diminishing return, right? There's less bodies coming in the gym with the same ad spends and the same effort. And that's where obviously interpreting your data and understanding the your math of marketing and things like that come into play. But ultimately, you can't, you should never stop the train, right? Like the momentum still needs to be there. When we talk about multiple poles in the water, you know, you should have the ability to pull from different buckets, if you may, right? So let's just say, you know, your Facebook ads aren't giving you the return that they have in the past. Don't shut them off and cancel, you know, stop it entirely. Maybe you pull back some of that funding or some of that spend, and then you redistribute that into other areas, right? Google, we know I've got a lot of people now that are starting to talk about direct response marketing, mailers, direct mail, snail mail. You know, we've run win back campaigns to our current list. Like there's always opportunities to be pulling new business into your facility, and you should be playing across that entire spectrum consistently. And so, you know, right now I think that because of what we're coming out of, because of what we've seen, the last half of 2024, it's kind of created this perfect opportunity for 2025 to be a big win for gym owners. Tim and I touched on it a little bit on the prediction show. And I think that with the overall focus around health that's coming in, you know, with RFK and his push, the last year, 2 years, strength training has become kind of like back in the limelight. This is your guys' opportunity to really excel for the first time in a long time. We've gotten out of the kind of the fear and the problems that came with COVID. You know, there might be a benefit to that though, because it did open up a lot of people's eyes to who is in charge of their health. And a lot of that turns back on them as the individual, right? And so now they're going to be the ones making the decision on how to go and address their health. And if you're doing it right, a fitness program, you know, and training at a gym can absolutely be a solution to their problem.
Yeah. I mean, you said something to me before we started this episode is like, hey, Planet Fitness has been hammering people for the last 2 months.
At least,
you know, at least. And of course it's like a new year. So there's some motivation for people just in the fact that it's a new year, but like, who do you think they're going to go to? Are they going to come to your business that they haven't heard of because you haven't been top of mind because you haven't been marketing to them? Or are they going to go to the Planet Fitness that they has been hitting them with mailers and running commercials and ads and all that thing? It's like, well, no, that's just, it's the obvious solution. It's the path of least resistance. They don't have to go search anything out. They're like, hey, I have that mailer in the drawer that I never threw away, and they're offering some special deal or whatever. No down payment or whatever. I'm going to go check this out. And, you know, I think the bigger issue here is that gyms just don't know what to do.
I agree,
training facilities, they just don't know what to do or how to market or what actions to take. And so they look at their money in versus money out, the money they're spending on marketing or paying to an agency, the return on the ad spend isn't there. And they're just going like, okay, I don't know what to do here other than stop spending the money.
Yeah.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
And that's, guys, there's, like you said, there's always different approaches that we can take. Sure, like we're never going to, I mean, at some point maybe, but we're never going to stop spending on Facebook and Meta marketing.
Sure.
Right. It's always going to be there. Now we might reduce the budget a little bit and be strategic about it, but we're just going to reallocate those funds to then doing some direct, you know, response mailing. We might, we did a gift card.
Yep.
Campaign. Yep. Like, hey, you know, things aren't firing over here. Our marketing cost on Meta is getting really, really high, but this is the perfect time of year for us to send gift cards out to all of our members and say, hey, here's, you know, we want to make your shopping a little bit easier. Here's, you know, 2 gift cards for 1 month of unlimited training for you to gift to somebody.
Yeah.
Right. So that's a marketing play for us. We started ramping up Google as opposed to our Google ads, as opposed to like Facebook. Like there's different avenues that you can take. Obviously the newsletters, the emails have to be consistently going out to your members. Like that's how you stay top of mind, is you're providing good educational content that's actually valuable
yeah.
to them, that's landing in their inbox on a regular, consistent basis. And they're reading your articles or watching your videos or listening to your gym's podcast and going, okay, like those guys are the ones that when I do get to that point that I'm going to take some action, I'm going to them.
Yeah.
And we had plenty of people that like they came in from like a Facebook ad and they never took any action on that. With the CLA was nurturing them. We never, you know, they got whatever 5 voicemails and 14 text messages. And then they went into our long-term nurture. So they are getting those emails and things. And like, I kid you not, the day after the election,
yeah,
people just started showing up, man. And they were calling. And so if we hadn't been marketing during that time, they would have gone somewhere else.
Yeah.
They were just waiting for somebody to give them permission to say, hey, it's okay for you to take some action now. Same thing applies at the new year. Same thing applies when it's spring and summer's coming and people want to get in shape for summer. It slows down a little bit in summer, depending on your, you know, seasonality, where you're located and all that. But then school starts and that's another reason. And so it's just this cyclical thing. You should have a system in place that like stop and step back and think about, hey, what's the cycle look like?
Mm-hmm.
Marketing cycle look like for us? And then when should we press the gas? And then when is it time to maybe, you know, peel back a little bit and not stop pushing the gas, but just reallocate to something else that's going to make more sense?
Very well said. Yeah. I mean, perfect way of explaining it too, because what I took from that was, you know, there's value in every lead. You know what I mean? There's value in the list that you're building. There's the timing aspect, right? Just because they raised their hand, you know, saw the ad, opted in, doesn't mean right now they're ready to take action. But the leads that are coming in entered the arena months ago, right? And if you didn't have a long-term nurture, if we weren't consistently providing value, raising that level of awareness, positioning your guys self as the resident local experts in fitness, you know, that's what creates that top of mind. And so to your point, right, when they're ready to take action, they know exactly where to go and who to speak with to get the result that they're looking for.
Yeah. And it's not a hobby, guys.
There
like
we go.
You can't throw out an email and be like, oh, everybody's going to schedule an appointment consultation with me now at this point. Like, think about that. We spend whatever, $5,000 a month on marketing on Meta to build a list. Those lists go into the CLA, client lifecycle automation. They're getting nurtured automatically. If they don't take action immediately, then they're going into long-term nurture. There's newsletter emails that go out that they're getting then. There's podcast announcements that go out that they're getting. There's nutrition tips that they're getting. All of these things are designed to keep them in our ecosystem, right? And that's built out. So pretty much every single part of that happens automatically now. Like, it requires no capacity or effort on our part outside of, you know, adjusting the ad and running some different hooks and those types of things. But like, you can't, there has to be a system around that. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be like, yeah, I'm going to run some Facebook ads and you get the leads and you're trying to manually follow up with those people, which, you know, you're not calling those people 11 times.
No.
Of what research says that it's going to take. You're not texting them at the cadence that you should. You're not emailing them at the cadence that you should. You're probably calling them twice at most, sending off one or two text messages and then forgetting them. And it's like, well, yeah, of course you didn't see a return on that. Yeah. Of course it was a waste of, you just burnt money.
Yeah.
And so you will feel like, well, what's the point of me pushing the gas? I just wasted all this money. Let me pause.
Yeah.
And then your business doesn't grow, and probably the opposite, because you're always going to have clients that are canceling it. So it's like, you always have to be strategic and always be building and growing and focused on that. There's even if your gym's at capacity.
Yeah. Amen.
Right. Tim and I've had this conversation. We're like, well, we're basically at capacity. Well, let's scale back a little bit, but we're not going to stop because it's sooner or later, somebody's going to walk in my office and be like, hey, I'm moving, or hey, your trainer sneezed and I didn't like that, and I'm going to cancel my, you know how clients are. Like, you could be as good as you can possibly be. You can never take your foot off the gas.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that a lot of the fear, and I think that this is where a lot of it stems from, is not knowing their numbers, not knowing what the value of a client is to their business. We talk about this, you know, we've exhausted this conversation, but gym owners still need to grasp it, right? We have an EFT business focused business, a membership focused business. You know, if you're spending $500 in a month to acquire a client that's going to pay you $500 that month, that's a win, right? Your month two, and then we got an annual contract typically. Even if you have a 6-month contract, would you take 5 months of profit to bring up?
I'll take three.
I'll take two.
I'll take six weeks, right? Take, you know, 6 weeks, I'm profitable.
But that's the point, is like, we have to understand what the win looks like in order to kind of reframe the scope of what we were willing to do to acquire a client. I think that, a lot of gyms are still so afraid of spending money on Facebook to acquire that lead because they see that it took $300, $400, $500 to get one person through their door. What they don't understand is that client's worth multiples of that to their business. And it's just that marketing's got one job. It's return on your capital. We talk about it all the time. And until you understand these concepts, put the systems in place, like a long-term nurturer, CLA to handle the client nurture, get that consultation booked and give yourself the opportunity for the sale. Until you have a consistent paid strategy bolt the system in that's going to handle that lead nurture, give yourself those opportunities, that until you have that path laid out, you're always working harder than you need to acquire the next person in a way that I could totally understand being very confused and very, you know, kind of like sitting at the table and looking at all these options, being like, I don't know, let me throw my hands up and do nothing.
Well, you're playing from behind.
Correct.
Right. So if you don't have a system in place, what ends up happening is you don't have consistency. And so you'll stop your marketing and then you'll lose 5 members, right, in a month. I mean, you could lose 5 members in a day. You know how this business is. It could take you a month to get 5 members, and then one day 5 people could be like, I, you know, messed up my knee and I'm moving, and, you know, things that are even outside of your control. It's just the way that the industry is. And then you are looking at your liabilities and your assets. You're looking at the money coming in versus the money going out. You're going, oh shoot, now I gotta quickly figure out how to fill the gap. What do I do? Do I run a challenge? Do I run some sort of half off offer, like whatever? And you get super creative and something that potentially hurts your business, right? Because you're changing your delivery system and you're, you know, cutting costs you're discounting your services and all of those things. instead of just having a system that's operating in the background, that's consistent, that prevents you from ever getting into that position. And that's really, you know, so what's the solution here? I guess, you know, you guys, you're listening to this, you're in the seat, you understand the problems, you know how this industry works. The purpose of us talking about this is like, get out of that position.
Yes.
Right. So I think solution number one is like the CLA automation. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have that. Right. So I think what differentiates our automation than what's mainstream out there is like people, you know, there's lots of agencies and stuff that say they have this and it's like a
something.
Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Yeah. Right, and it's like a very short term, small sequence of 5 text messages and a couple of emails that go out in order to nurture somebody to a consultation.
Yep.
Right. Ours is so robust. Like we have automation that takes place for pretty much every outcome that could happen. So somebody schedules a consultation. Of course, there's automation for that. But then what happens if they cancel that? Well, mm-hmm. there's automation to get them to show back up. You reach out to somebody and they're like, hey, you know, I'm going to be out of town for the next 2 weeks. Can you follow up with me? We click a button and we say, hey, follow up with this person at this date. And then automation takes over. Somebody comes in for a consultation and they're like, you know, hey, the timing's not right. Or, you know, you get that, I need to think about this. I'm not sure what I want to do. You click the button and then automation takes over and it nurtures that person, right? We've had a lot of those, the manual follow-ups and the did not converts because of the holidays. People are like, sure. Well, I just wanted to stop in and check the place out. I'm gone. You know, I'm not even going to be here for the month of December. Like I just had a guy that automation went out and he was like, yeah, let's get started. Can I start tomorrow? Like, yes, you can. Right. Yeah. Never would have reached out to that person manually.
Sure. Yeah.
Right. So step one is like, you have to have that. Right. And hands down, like the CLA is going to be the single greatest, probably tool that you implement into your business.
I agree.
Right. So that would be number one. Number two is, yeah, you always have to be marketing.
Yes.
And you always have to have multiple poles in the water. You always have to be marketing from different channels and you have to know the numbers behind that. You can't, you would be foolish if you just said like, hey, agency, take care of this for me at this point in the game.
At this rate,
have to understand what's going on, what they're looking at, and you have to track that because an agency can only see the analytics and the data that they get from like from Meta.
Sure.
They're looking at cost per lead.
Yep.
When what really matters is, okay, I spent $4,000 on marketing this month and I sold $4,000 worth of EFT. My ROAS is 1 and I'm going to start making profit in week 5. And from there, it's a golden brick that I just invested in, right? So you have to know those things in order to be a gym owner and be successful. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Otherwise, this is just a hobby for you guys. Yeah. I mean, that's really, without sugarcoating it, that's the deal. You're never going to
love it.
You're never going to be successful.
At the end of the day, you're listening to this podcast because you have a desire to move the needle of your business. You're not, you're probably not the hobbyist. You might act, you know, you might be acting as if, but you have the knowledge, you're getting the knowledge. Now it's time to take action. The concepts that we're talking about come from the book Buying Customers by Bradley Sugars. It's essentially like understanding the customer in our business is an asset. Right? They carry a value based on averages, our lifetime value of a client. We talk about it all the time. When you know that number in your business, it changes what you're willing to spend to acquire them, right? If you think that you have to make money on your first sale with a client in an annual contract, you're missing the mark entirely. And this is one of those concepts that will change the way that you market for your business. It'll change the way that you compete against, you know, the guy down the street. You'll stop discounting your services. One of the big takeaways, I think, from what you said too, is being proactive instead of reactive, right? When you're reactive, you said it, you cut your cost or your, you know, you start discounting your rates, you start changing your deliverable to do whatever you feel is going to get somebody through the door. You don't need to change everything to acquire the people from the marketplace. You need to do what you do consistently and understand how to talk to them, where they're at, understand the market, the temperature, the awareness of them, you know, all of that stuff. I mean, guys, this is all concepts that we teach in our Business Accelerator. This is why our clients grow to that 30,000 and beyond mark. But the bottom line is you can't be acting from a place of desperation and scarcity and fear. If you are, it's because you don't have those systems in place. You don't have a strategy for growth. You're not paying to acquire people from the marketplace. And it sounds like we all wish that we all could just rely on word of mouth and delivering great value. And that would just consistently bring people through the door, but it's not the real world. And at this point, if you're playing the game and you're not paying for lead generation in some form or fashion, you're definitely leaving it up to chance. And yeah, I mean, look, that right there might be one of the definitive lines between a hobbyist and a business owner.
And there's one thing that I would challenge you guys to do. Go on Facebook or Instagram and look at Legacy Personal Training.
There you go.
Go to our Facebook, go to our Instagram and look at the frequency and the volume of posts and content that we put out. We get basically no return on that.
Sure.
There's no spend on it. It's just content that we're putting mm-hmm. out, and we do it as a necessary evil. But if you guys think that, oh, well, I, you know, am, because this is the trainer brain, right?
I know, like, where you're going.
Like, if I'm going to, you know, record a video of me talking about a RDL in my gym and then post it, and that's going to somehow result in members for me, you are sadly mistaken. That is not a marketing strategy.
Correct.
So I just want to put that out there because that's a very common thing in our industry. So it's like, yeah, you can go to our pages, look at the volume. You probably can't keep up with that amount of volume that we put out. And because we have a VA team that sure. does it, I'm not creating that content, right? Like, I might create some of it, but then I'm not.
Somebody else is deploying it
and creating the images and all that stuff. But like, that's not going to get you anywhere, right? So that's the point that I wanted to make is don't think that, oh, okay, our message is not, hey, just be more visible.
Yeah, there you go.
Social media, that's not what we're talking about
here. Yeah, there's got to be a strategy behind it. You know, and even if you did those videos and you had the calls to action and you asked them to, you know, click or DM you or do all of that type of stuff, guys, it is going to be fractional compared to a paid Facebook campaign that's designed to generate leads, and that's its only intent and yep. purpose.
You're going to run a campaign. Maybe somebody then clicks and they look at your page and like, these guys are legit. And then it prompts them, but mm-hmm. that's not how you get people into your ecosystem.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah. Well said. I mean, I think we drove the point home. I mean, you guys this is the beginning of a brand new year. You right now listening have the opportunity to make this the most beneficial financial growth year that you've ever had, or you can, you know, hit coast and you could ride this wave till, you know, the end of the year. And then, you know, you'll be listening to this podcast next year wondering, what should I have done differently?
Why you got right? left behind?
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So here's your opportunity to skate to where the puck's going. I think, you know, we've given you some good ideas, tactical things that if you don't have those, if you don't have a paid ad strategy in your business, if you don't have the systems and automation like a CLA, if you need help with all of these things, guys, we have those solutions available. Jump on a call with me. We'll talk through it. I mean, I'm not going to hard sell you on any of it. We're going to give you the options. And if it's right for you, then let's, you know, take action together and we'll help you get there. But that's all we have for this episode. Keep changing lives. See you in the next episode.
All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.